Can you guys go ahead and tell me your names, what you do, and the name of the band?
I'm Jerry. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Izzy. I play drums.
I'm Charles. I play bass.
We are called Cutterpunks.
So Cutterpunks is the full band name, or is it just Cutter?
It's Cutterpunks.
Cutterpunks. How'd you come up with that?
I don't know. I kind of just like, I like Cutter because I like old ships and stuff like that. And I think Cutters are kind of cool. And then I was thinking about like when I was a kid, like before I got tattoos, because I get tattoos as a form of like therapy now. Like when I'm feeling emotional pain, I get tattoos, kind of counters it out. When I was a kid, I would just cut myself like a lot. Not like suicidal cuts, but just like enough to feel, enough to see myself bleed. Because you know, when you're 14 or 15, that's like makes you feel connected somehow. But that's kind of how I came up with it. And I was like, oh shit, shoot, Cutterpunk sounds like Gutterpunks. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's so many meanings.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I was like, oh, it's got a nice catch to it, like a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Like it seems kind of gnarly at the same time.
I'm yeah.
Like, kind of curious about it. So how'd you all meet? I mean, Jerry, you know, I met you back in the White Coffin days.
Mm-hmm. Izzy, we met through a mutual friend years ago, our friend Ashley Delachiai. At the time, what band were you playing in?
I think I was still playing for the Midnight Thrill.
I thought it was...
Oral was after.
Okay, so you were in the Midnight Thrill, I was in White Coffin. We played at Cobalt a few times, mm-hmm. and that's how we met. And then after Ashley had passed away, we became a lot closer, Izzy and I. And over the past few years, we just started jamming, like hanging out and jamming. And Charles and I met at work. We both work for the same company. We're both cutters, like at the company. We can cut things. And I saw Charles' tattoos. He got X tattoos, he got Bauhaus tattoos, and he played instruments, and he plays a killer bass. So, like, we just started jamming, and it just started working well.
Yeah, it felt natural. It worked. I came in with a guitar first, which was, I don't know, it kind of worked. It was a little forced, but then we really just needed a bass.
Yeah, we were both doing guitar and then hoping for, like, a bass player to come along, and then I was like, I have a bass at home, and Charles was like, I like playing bass, so I brought the bass.
Bing, then you magic on it first night.
Yeah,
that's good. Whoa.
That's crazy how, like... Really well. Like difference between being in like a 3-piece or a 4-piece, how sometimes it fits so much better when there's just 3 of you.
Yeah.
You know, for scheduling reasons alone. Like one less person is nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And one less ego.
Yeah, fun.
More room to jump around on stage.
Yeah.
What about the writing process? Do you guys write all your shit together, stuff together?
There's a lot of stuff I have on what?
I'm the one who gets this time.
Yeah, you swore.
It was my fault. I'll figure it out later.
I have a lot of stuff on just backlog that I've been working on, and Izzy and I had been jamming a lot before, so there was a couple songs that he liked that I had wrote. Now we're writing more songs kind of like in the studio, like we just started working on one. I think it's our first one that we're collaborating all together on, like the three of us, the one we started playing the other night, and it sounds really cool. It's a lot of stuff that I have written, a lot of lyrics that I have written from new stuff and past stuff, and it's just all coming together nice. Mm-hmm.
That's right on.
Yeah.
All right, what about your individual influences?
So many. There's so many.
That's like a bad question.
Growing up, it was all punk rock. Anything I could get my hands on, anywhere in the world. And then, you know, as you get older, your taste matures a little bit. I was really influenced by like Nick Cave and Tom Waits in my early 20s, and then just a broad spectrum of anything like heavy and fast.
What about you, Boo?
Well, the first band I was exposed to was the Misfits, and I was like, what is this? This is, you know, give me more. And then a buddy of mine made me like a mix CD with like Tiger Army and all other kinds of like random stuff, and I'm like, okay. And from there, I just wanted to... Actually, I started playing bass first.
Nice.
I wanted to play bass.
No,
I had an electric. And then the band that I was, like, jamming with needed a drummer, so I'm like, okay, fine, I'll play drums for a little bit, because we had guitars. And then they're like, oh, man, why don't you just play, you know, drums?
So we drummers start off like that.
I guess.
So we drummers start off like that.
Like, all right. And then, yeah, and then my influences from there are, you know, all over the place.
That's right.
Were you an angry kid? Did you like to hit things?
No, not really.
Surprisingly enough.
I had ADHD though, so I was very, you know, fidgety, so drunks, you know.
Seemed pretty fitting. Yeah.
I have to move my whole, you know, my whole body, so.
My first thing was Guns N' Roses. That was the first album I ever bought for my own money.
That was the first album I ever bought, too. Was Appetite?
Yeah, Appetite for Destruction. I think I was 11 or 12.
I bought the NSYNC album.
I hate you.
And I put the poster up on my wall.
Yeah, I bet you did, didn't you?
That's my brother.
After Guns N' Roses and like that era, because I grew up in the 80s, there's a lot of really good hair metal. I was into that from like 10 to 12, and then right when I turned 13, my best friend's older cousins gave us this big tub of tapes. Circle Jerks, Dag Nasty, Minor Threat, Exploited, like GBH bands I had never heard of before, Goosebumps. And it just blew my mind. Like I was just pitting around my room, like thrashing stuff. My parents were like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "It's awesome." They would throw away anything punk of mine. So it was this huge, like, it was this huge break into rebellion for me too, because I just wanted to listen to music. And they're like, "No, you don't get a bomber jacket. You don't get these boots that you bought with your own money. You don't get to listen to this music. You, like, if you want to play in a band, you play in Christian rock bands. You play at the church." And I'm like, "No, absolutely not." And that really sparked me in my taste in music, I think. And it's always been punk. I really like goth. I like heavy goth, like dark wave, but mostly punk rock.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's kind of ironic too, because my parents are very similar in that regard. Is like the best thing that ever happened to me was them hating punk rock.
Yes.
I mean, like validation. Yeah. You know, exactly. It's like, yeah, absolutely. To this day, my parents don't understand it. I'm like, well, you know, I've been playing and listening to it for like 30 years now. Maybe you kind of, you know.
Right.
So, what are you guys' recording plans? What do you guys have recorded already?
We have just some stuff that I've recorded through like Pro Tools. I'll use like Logic as like a blueprint base, and then I'll run all my masters and all my steps through Pro Tools. I do a little bit of mastering through Isotope, Ozone by Isotope. We don't have anything that we've done in a studio yet, actually at all. So everything is just kind of like pre-recorded. I've sampled some of Izzy's drums that I've mixed into songs, so I can actually say that he's drumming on the songs, but it's just nothing that we've had studio recordings of yet.
You got plans for albums and stuff though?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We want to do like a 4-song or 5-song, demo, like, cause we have so many songs right now that I just want to put out, and we've kind of found that we have like songs that are super poppy and kind of like more about like heart, like relationship kind of stuff. Then we have songs that are super political punk and that are about like the times and what's going on now.
Well, yeah, it's so relevant right now too with the nonsense that the world is spinning towards every day. You know, you hear these punks being like, "Oh, let's keep politics out of punk rock." I'm like, I'm not really on that train. Do you like?
Started,
you know, like,
politics is always.
I know, it absolutely has.
Henry Rollins said it best recently in an interview. He said, you know, this whole new presidency is just horrible, but one thing that's going to be good out of it is all the new punk that's going to come from it, like all the re-emerging like feelings of like wanting to fight the system.
Yeah.
Because complacency breeds like shitty music.
Yeah, it sure does. You know what I mean? It sure does. All right, guys. Well, that's awesome. That's pretty much all I need. Is there anything else you want to add? Anything you want to tell the viewers? Talk about the Mouth Show real quick. I mean, I'm going to put it up in the article anyway, but let us know the date, times, and where it's at.
Mouth's downtown LA on the 21st of this month. It's a Friday night. We play at 9:30, I believe. So get there around 9. We also just recently secured a spot at a local bar in the valley called the Liquid Zoo. So we're going to be doing shows there once a month starting in November. And I'm going to be booking shows and looking for other bands that are local bands, or even, I mean, don't even have to be locals of the valley. Other than that, like, just stay tuned for our first demo and our split to come out.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you guys came in.
Thank you.
It's really rad to have you here. And we'll take some pictures and stuff too and hang out.
Bandcamp Cutterpunks, Facebook Cutterpunks, Instagram Cutterpunks.
I have an Instagram now. It's Tubbs the Drummer.
Tubbs the Drummer.
Nice.
And this is C. James Pfister on Instagram as well. Who's an amazing artist. I don't know if you ever get the chance. You should check out like his art. It's
brilliant.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Later.